Yeah, so I think one of the things that strikes me is that struggle and difficulty with what's offered through the text isn't an indication of things not happening. That's the first thing, right? So there are passages that, you know, or readings that are going to put us in touch with blocks that we might have on certain areas. Of course, we're going to be always exposed in some way. But again, it's about seeing that the Lord is in control. And what that means from a practical perspective is, yes, he's in control of our states, the things that we have no access to. But the text also has control over what does come up into consciousness. You know, evil spirits don't have a free hand in this. Our engagement with the text simply means they get exposed, and then there will be all kinds of patterns of thinking that, you know, if we take time to reflect, we will see. So what happens when it seems like the heavens are brass and there's nothing coming, right? So that state is still something that's coming. That's something that's been drawn out of our engagement with the text. So it's not like nothing's happening. Something is happening. It's just not what perhaps we want to have happen, or it doesn't fit our expectation of what spiritual work should look like. So again, what's offered through logopraxis in terms of the structures and things, these are guidelines to help a focus. What happens is the Lord. So that's what we just have to keep coming back to and reminding ourselves of, I think.